Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down to Twisted Tuesday has begun. We've got a full house, as always. Steve Merrill will bat leadoff and join us in a couple of moments' time. We got Andrew McKinnis will kick it with us. We'll talk pucks. We'll talk NBA Finals. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We've got news on all accounts here this evening. So, of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning have even their series with the New York Rangers, and now the Lightning are favorites to win this series. We've said it before, and we've said it countless times. The Tampa Bay Lightning get better as series go on. But without being stated, the next game is the series. You know, we thought that whoever won tonight's hockey game probably was going to win the series. We said that a couple of times over the last couple of days, but I think this next one is as real as it gets. And I don't want to overreact. We just saw Tampa get it done on home ice, but, you know, it's not surprising they got it done. Their backs were against the wall. They needed to. I think a lot of people are going to bury the New York Rangers right now. But let's not forget, man, the Rangers are a dominant team at Madison Square Garden. They're going to get a pop. They're going to get a bump. The problem is they're pretty popped and bumped themselves. Injuries are starting to mount right now for the Blue Shirts. McKinnis will step up and in. We'll send it to the Bay Area. Larry Beal will join us from ABC7. ABC 7 News in the Bay Area. We'll talk NBA Finals. It's the calm before the storm. Meanwhile, the storm has passed right now. Well, I guess we're sort of Joe Maddon found himself in the eye of the storm. And I find it amusing right now. I see stories out here inside the long simmering issues that led to the Angels firing of Joe Maddon. I love when the media does this. Like, it happens all the time, right? It happens all the time. So, was anybody in the media talking about the long simmering issues when they were 10 games over 500 a week and a half ago? Was anybody talking about how, oh, yeah, you know what, there's a lot of tension between them? You know, let's be real. You know, they panicked. It's not Joe Maddon's fault, but evidently Artie Moreno, who is a very, you know, successful, rich, and eccentric man, who changes his mind a lot. And he's changed his mind on Joe Maddon. Somebody had to pay, and when they're not trading Mike Trout, you know what I'm saying? They're not trading Ohtani, so somebody had to be blamed for this, except, you know, I don't really see. I guess I don't want to be ironic here as the host of a show called Sports Rage to say that people aren't always to blame. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of these deals. It's a long season. It's a 162-game schedule. You guys were 10 games over 500. You went on a 12-game losing streak. You can go on a 6- or 7-game win streak. Is the managerial change going to make that much of a difference? I guess time will tell. The Angels do seem to be pretty energized tonight, but this game's not done. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. This is Sports Rage. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 159. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and a 50,000-watt juggernaut. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio because sports is the greatest reality television. And it really is amazing. Just when, you know, you think you've seen it all, or you think, like, you know, this can't happen, that won't happen, it does happen. Or just when you think there's no way that hasn't happened in this long, well, no, it's true. Somehow Marcus Semien is the first player with 7 hits and 3 home runs on a single day since Joe Morgan in 1973. Like, that blows my mind. You're telling me between all the doubleheaders that have been played over the years since 1973, nobody's had 7 hits and 3 home runs on a single day? Evidently not. The Tampa Bay Lightning. Nikita Kucherov, he scored tonight. It was his 50th point at home over the last 3 postseasons. He's only 1 of 3 players over the last 35 years to do this. The other two, Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky. See, that also blows my mind, although my mind is not blown that the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Rangers tonight. We gave you the Lightning the saving. We said this game was going to go under the number as well. We're now tied at 2 going back to Madison Square Garden, where tickets, tickets are not cheap, just for the record. And it might blow your mind how much that actually is for the best ticket in the house. If this series goes 7 games, listen, I've been in the ticket business before, and it blew my mind, but we'll share some of the ticket prices a little bit later on. But as far as the other ticket prices are concerned, listen, the Rangers aren't done, all right? The Rangers, you know, the Tampa are 2-time Stanley Cup champions for a reason. They were down 2 games to none. They weren't just gonna say, okay, yeah, it was a nice run and we're done, guys. Oh, geez, let's go play golf right now. But the New York Rangers are a devastatingly good team at home. Shesterkin is a great goalie, but he's better at home. All right, there's a big dichotomy between Shesterkin, the Rangers on the road, at home, and everything else in between. Golden State Warriors are on the road. Larry Beal will join us from the Bay Area, ABC 7. Steve Merrill, Andrew McCannis, I am Morenzi, the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sports Grid.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
Chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Steve Merrill will join us in a couple of moments. Steve, I believe, was coaching. He's a man of the community, Steve Merrill. He was coaching baseball this evening. And we'll find out if his baseball team is better than his basketball team, because his basketball team's like, they might make a movie about him, like, worst team in America, but they've got big hearts. they've got big hearts. So, Steve Merrill's on the radar. We got Andrew McCannis. We got Larry Beal. Larry Beal will join us from the Bay Area, ABC 7 News. Longtime sports anchor, used to be, he does SportsCenter, he's been on ESPN. Larry Beal will join us. We'll talk NBA Finals. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning get it done against the New York Rangers. We talked about it the other night. This is what Tampa does. You think that, you know, they're like Anderson Silva. We're going back. I know this is going to blow people's minds that, you know, we're actually talking about somebody that did something longer than like 2 weeks ago. I wasn't born then. But Anderson Silva used to do that all the time. Like, Andy, you know, I remember like against Chael Sonnen, you're like, oh man, looks like Anderson Silva's done for real. Ironically enough, that was in Oakland. I remember I was panicking that night. I was like, I can't believe this. Like, he's in a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of trouble. He's on his back the whole time. It was like real, real. And Anderson Silva pulled it out, right? The last second type of deal. Oh, he subbed him. He subbed him. He got out of this. You know, he subbed him. And Anderson Silva sort of started to, you know, live dangerously, but would always sort of find a way because he was Anderson Silva. And, you know, it's like Muhammad Ali and stuff. Like the Tampa Bay Lightning, their story is not
their story is not as big of a story as it should be. You look, man, like, you know what I mean? Like, a player has a good week in the NBA, and people, like, are talking, oh, is he better than Kobe Bryant? Is he better than Magic Johnson? Oh, who Magic Johnson, who's on the roster? Who do we play with? Right? And because it's hockey, you know, it's, you know, if you really think about it, in today's modern era, like, who repeats? Right? People don't repeat in baseball. People haven't repeated in football since the Patriots. Right, people don't repeat. You know, the NBA, you've had your little mini runs, but the NBA, you have teams repeat only because there's only a couple of good teams usually all the time. Right, it's not easy to repeat in the modern era, and the Tampa Bay Lightning have done it twice. And I think number one, like, you know what I mean, if it was an NFL team, it would be massive because the NFL is bigger than the NHL. And let's just be real. The NBA is bigger than the NHL. Major League Baseball is bigger than the NHL. So if any team would be back-to-back champions in any of the other leagues, it would be a massive story. And they would be getting their just due. And especially if they're knocking on the door of nearly doing it again. Right? But then you throw in the fact that it's hockey. And then you throw in the fact that even the hockey world rejects it because it's Florida. And the hockey world essentially is run out of, you know, two cities, Toronto and New York. And we can count Montreal, but let's, you know what I mean, let's call it Canada and New York, right? Like, there's an East Coast bias in the NHL. People like George Kurtz that join us from Long Island, New York. Poor Kurtz. But I'm just saying it's true. Like, you know, longtime hockey fans, it bothers them that, like, teams in Florida and Arizona and stuff like that, right? And then, you know, if they're good, like, put it this way. If the Toronto freaking Maple Leafs would be two-time Stanley Cup champions, or the New York Rangers would be two-time Stanley Cup champions right now, it would be a bigger story than the Lightning, right? I don't know. Maybe it helps the Lightning if they fly under the radar. Let's bring in Steve Merrill, back from the baseball tournament. Steve, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
So, Gabe, Prez said today on Wager Talk today that this Colorado team's as good as he's seen. Are they that good?
No.
The Avalanche?
No.
No?
I don't know. It's Prez, no. I don't know. I guess Prez hasn't seen. How long? Prez's been watching the hockey long enough to say that. Dude, it's the first time they've ever won the Western Conference Finals.
He thinks they're really good, apparently. Although Sherpin was on with us. Sherpin said they'll be off for, 12 days now when the Cup begins?
Oh, yeah, dude. I think Tampa will beat them. Like,
I think 12 days is a negative at that point.
Well, I tell you what, for Colorado, there's a lot of that, Steve. You know the modern era and stuff. People overhype everything, right? There is a player. Last night, somebody said they were talking about there's a defenseman on the Colorado Avalanche. Cale Makar is his name. And they said he's the best defenseman since Bobby Orr, which is like, oh, my God. Like, you guys are really going, like, you guys are coming in hot here on this. But, hey, we're at that time. Everyone's got hot takes right now. Listen, the Colorado Avalanche are very good, but no, they're not by, you know what I mean? No. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the ones that are the two-time Stanley Cup champions. Not the Colorado Avalanche. Like, they're like, that's what I was just talking about. They're the story, Steve. They're the story. But full disclosure, I took a pot shot at your basketball team earlier, but I did it. I said his basketball team struggled, but they had big heart. Yeah, I know your team had a heart of gold. So I was wondering, is the baseball team better than the basketball team is?
No, it's same but different. But the best line I had there was when I said, I noticed after, I knew early on it was not my fault. I'll stick with that.
So you're not, that's what an egomaniacal coach. You're the type of coach at the press conference. I did what I could do. It's something the players to execute.
No, but you know, it's funny though. Like, you look at coaching, like, in the, I've always felt like the NBA, especially.
No, I'm just busting your balls. I know it's all for fun, Steve, but didn't you tell me once that you lost 38-6 or something, that you guys were happy you scored 8 points?
Yeah, that was the lady team. It had some men's team that was pretty bad at sense, and I haven't even given you those scores. One was 55-0. It's pretty damn bad, but that's a whole different program for that one.
That's not fair. 55. There should be a mercy rule.
Not playing again right now.
Yeah, that should be a mercy rule.
No, on a serious note, though, I've always felt like NBA is the one sport in which coaching is vastly overrated, because, you know, it's such a superstar league with, like, one or two guys, like a LeBron, obviously. And other than, like, kind of a game manager like Phil Jackson, I've always felt like these pro basketball head coaches are vastly overrated. If you had to pick one sport, I don't know your thoughts on.
I'll disagree. I know what you mean, though. I think it depends, Steve. Sort of, it's a good sort of whatever. It's a deep conversation. But like sort of like with the Lakers. Like, you know what I mean? If you're coaching a LeBron team or you're coaching with Durant or something, are you really coaching? No. Your job is not to upset them, right? Like, that's basically your job to, like, I don't know, like, I get along with them well enough and I can call a timeout every now and then. But, you know what I mean? Like, what coach, like, how long has it been since a coach said, listen, LeBron, this is what we're doing, right? I mean, that guy, what was his name? Dave Blatt, the guy from the Israeli league, he called a play that was for, like, Kevin Love once at the end of the game. He was fired 2 days later. So, you know what I mean? Like, so, but I will say that I do think the basketball coach is going to have a big impact. I don't want to disrespect any coach. I've always sort of thought that hockey, to be honest, Steve, because hockey, there's nothing a coach can really do, Steve, as the game is going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've always thought
like the puck is bouncing around, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he can tell you, hey, listen, you got to be there more. There's nuances and systems. The coach can teach the system, and he can sort of adjust, all right, who I want on the ice. You know, I think, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you've got a good team, but I think coaching is important everywhere. But it's a great question. Football's super important, right? So football,
yeah,
you know, we
more strategy.
Yeah, football's super important. But I would argue, actually, Steve, and it's sad to say this because baseball is the sport of strategy. But I think you could be drunk and manage a baseball game nowadays because you don't do anything.
I think some of them probably are.
Yes.
We probably know some guys that have been over the years.
Guarantee you, bro. You think they've never had any whiskey in their Gatorade cup before? As if. Like.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
They have it. Like, I'm not going to name names, but come on, let's be real. So they're sitting there, and they got bench coaches doing everything, not to mention in today's analytics, they're not allowed to make their own decision anyways. The GM will fire them after the game. Say, hey, I told you. I don't want you bunting, right? Like, there's nothing you can really do. So I think baseball managers might be kind of the most meaningless ones now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
All right, well played, considering we've got college football win totals. Man, there's a lot of stuff to get to here, Steve. We just sort of flew by right there. Steve Merrill, Wager Talk in the house, ProSportsInfo.com. I am Gabe Morenzi, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing. So, like I said, a lot of stuff. And, you know, Steve, you just threw out that coaching stuff, and my mind is spinning right now. And I was just thinking about the college football win totals, too. And football is just paramount. I mean, you have a bad football coach, you're not winning. As simple as that, right? Like, because all the teams in the NFL are even, right, as far as talent, Steve. People don't want to, like, don't realize that and stuff. But, you know what I mean? Like, they're all in the first round. Like, there's a difference of here, and this guy's a little bit, you know what I mean? But generally, the talent pool is there. And we know what a difference it can make. And a great example, I was just thinking, Steve, on the collegiate level, is I think college is different where it's talent, but the coaches get the talent. But a great example is, Steve, when Lane Kiffin went to Florida Atlantic, all right, when he went to FAU, dude, the win total was, like, low. I gave it at that conference there, the SBR conference in Costa Rica. And I just sort of knew. I was like, man, Lane Kiffin is going to chew these Sun Belt coaches up, bro. You know what I mean? This guy's coaching the NFL. Like, he's coached big-time programs, and, like, he's going to roll through now when he's taking these mom-and-pop shops on, and he did. But he absolutely crucified them, and he did. If Coach Krzyzewski decided right now, I'm going to unretire, and I'm going to take over Hofstra. It's not like Hofstra would kick the crap out of everybody in that conference. If he didn't have players, he couldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I think a basketball coach, you need the players, right? A football coach can scheme, right? A basketball, you can, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Steve? Oh, shoot threes, guys. Spread the court. Like, it's not a hell of a lot you can do in basketball if your players suck, Steve, really. In football, a good coach can really change a team.
I think a really good example of that is Rick Pitino right now at Iona. That's the first thing I thought of when you said Coach
Kerr
going
good
to
Hofstra. Yeah, they got a little pop. He won here and there and stuff, but in the end, they're still the same. You know what I mean?
Right, but I think you hit on a key thing, though. It's about getting the players, and after three or 4 years, he would have a powerhouse at Hofstra for that reason.
Well, is Bill Self a great coach? Is he a great coach, or is he great at getting great players to play for him?
I think it's both. It's like anything in life. There's a balance. And when you're one of the greatest ever, you're probably good at both of them. And that's what he was. But and it also becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? The rich get richer. You know, Calipari doesn't have to work nearly as hard to get guys in Kentucky as he would have had to maybe, you know, years ago, even at Memphis or something. And Krzyzewski doesn't have to work as hard now to get players at Duke or at least, you know, before he retired than he did, you know, 40 years ago when he started. So that's why we see the same powerhouse teams in college hoops more than any other sport, because you only need two or three good players every year and you're loaded. Alabama is more impressive because you need a good 15, 20 players every year to stay loaded.
Look at Saban.
The SEC as a whole has kind of done that.
Look at Saban. When he went to the NFL, he wasn't some genius, was he? No.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have an advantage with the talent.
The Celtics are a really good example of that, too, you know, transition to the NBA Finals, because Brad Stevens steps down this year, you know.
Better coach. And different coach, really new attitude. You're right.
Slow start, though, right? What were they, 23-24, and then they went 28-7 to finish the season. So there was a learning curve there, or whatever you want to call it. Some injuries also. But
Brad Stevens
was obviously a great college coach, you know, Butler, what he did.
Exactly. And he was a good NBA coach, too. He just couldn't get this unit over top. But you know what it was, Steve?
I think he's a good coach in general.
Yeah.
I agree with
you. Exactly.
I also think NBA coaching isn't as important. And that goes back to what we started talking about last week. And Billy Donovan. I think Donovan's a good college coach.
Donovan's a great coach anywhere. He's a good coach. He's a guy that he could take a bunch of scrubs and make him competitive and get you in the playoffs in the NBA.
Right.
Like, he's a good coach.
He's Al Horford's coach.
He's elite.
He brought it 360, man. He coached
Al
Horford,
elite.
Right?
Exactly. He's an elite coach. But I just want to say somebody brought it up, and it's a good point. Like one of my guests about then he was a coach in Annapolis was sort of like the Raptors, Steve. They were good, right? They won 56 games every year. They were going to the conference finals. They couldn't beat LeBron. Dwayne Casey was the coach. They made a change, and they went to Nick Nurse. And it was the same thing. Nick Nurse was much less player friendly, like, you know what I mean? Like, he would call you out in the media, hey, you're not going to play if you don't compete, and you know what I mean? Like, it was a different attitude, and at first there was a little bit of an adjustment, and I think it was the same thing with Boston. This Okoda guy, he's pretty mean, you know what I mean? Like, he'll rip them in the media. I like it. We talked about it the other night, Steve, you know, in game one when they were getting lit up. A lot of coaches would say, all right, let's keep our head up, guys. Let's, you know what I mean? And they got their little chalkboard out and stuff. You know what he told them? He goes, you guys are getting effing punked out there. That's what he said. I don't know if you saw. Yeah, he goes, I don't know what to say. He goes, I hope you know they're punking you. They're effing punking you, man. They're punking you. That's all he said. He didn't do X and O stuff. He just told them. They came back and won the game after. Right? Like it was, so, Steve, that's coaching. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you know what I mean? That's coaching in a sense. It's all about hitting the right buttons, I guess. So, what about tomorrow? I know you were excited for the NBA playoffs. What are your favorite betting things? Because of the opportunities, the zigzags, and et cetera. So, is this almost too obvious now that Boston are 6-0 straight up and ATS coming off a loss, going back home in a desperate situation now? What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, to me it seems pretty obvious, but then I'm also hoping, Gabe, that maybe the fact that they got blown out so bad in that third quarter and overall in the game, that maybe it's not too obvious to the public, you know? And if I'm looking at the consensus numbers, you know, it's always hard to say exactly where the public is, but the public was pretty heavy on Golden State in game one. They came right back with them in game two. They're less so in Boston. So Boston is less public than Golden State was off the loss or in game one, if that makes any sense. So maybe it's not as obvious as it seems, but I think it's a good bounce back spot for the Celtics.
I got to be honest. I don't have a official database of the Morency power rankings, but I'm pretty good. And to me, this should be 4.5. Maybe 5 is excessive. But I'm surprised. I thought it would go up, Steve. It was 3. went up. So originally, so let's, you know, not call it sharp, but if you're betting 72 hours in advance, et cetera, and you're betting enough money that the book's going to respect
it. I agree.
Right? So the initial money came in that, whoa, this is a little light. Right? Because that was my initial take right away. Like, put it this way, Steve, I'll often wait. I'm not like right away, you know. But as soon as I saw that, I said, I got to get this in now because I don't want to miss out. I don't want to have to lay five and a half by tip off. And doesn't seem to be getting there, Steve. The money line's gone up, but the point spread remains the same. And it's a solid 110, too, so it doesn't look like it's moving.
Yeah, I'm looking at some other consensus numbers that I use. And, you know, it's a little early still. We're getting closer to the game day, though, so I guess these numbers have a little more validity. You know, they're not as public as Golden State was. I'm actually seeing some spots where Golden State's getting more of the public love. So the more we're talking about this, I'm starting to think maybe Boston isn't all that public or obvious because it seems to me like it'd be Celtics or pass, right? Because the zigzag should work in this series. It's worked so far, and off a blowout loss is just an angle that usually works year after year for quality teams.
Hey, how about what we talked about it last week, Steve, when I brought it up? Point spread still hasn't mattered. So we're up to the last 47 games now, Steve. 47 games.
Including both of these. In fact, I think Dave Sherpin was saying last week before we did the show Friday night, I saw him on one of the earlier segments on Sports Grid. He'd mentioned that you could, in game one at least, you could have gotten both Boston and Golden State at different times at plus 10 or more, double digits on both sides.
Yeah. And you could have gotten them both. You could also have gotten them both at plus 140 in the series already. That's that quickly.
Yeah, Gabe, I want to ask you about that. I mean, obviously it varies at books. I don't know if FanDuel's exact number is, but you know, basically this is a pick 'em now for the series.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting also because, you know, follow the logic here. It's a best of five. Boston has home court now. They hit three of the last five at home. They were minus one. Golden State was minus 160 game one, minus 160 series, as we talked about the other week. Boston won, and then Golden State won. Boston is now a 3.5-point favorite at home. They have home court advantage, yet it's only a pick 'em for the series, yet the game one money, the game three money line is like minus 160.
Very confusing,
so something doesn't jive there. And I think that's another indicator that maybe more people are on Golden State still than we realize in this series.
And it's funny because I took Golden State before the series started, and I still hear a lot of people that did. I don't know. There's a lot of Golden State people that sort of think that things are going great for them. That, well, if not, you know what I mean, that we were blowing them out, and if not for that little lapse, and I don't really see it like that. I think they have a very slim margin of error, and I guess that's what makes it fascinating, Steve. I mean, we're two games in, and we can't really tell anything, can we? Because they're not close games, but they kind of are. Let's not forget, it was a 50-50 game the other night, right? Wiggins got a big basket and rebound before to make it 52-50 before the half. It was a close basketball game. To me, Steve, the two games have been defined by two runs. The Boston Celtics 17-0 run in the fourth quarter of game one, and the Golden State Warriors 19-2 run to end the third quarter of game two. Honestly, other than that, it's a complete toss-up. Both these teams have gone on one monster run to knock each other out once. That's the way I look at this. It's a complete toss-up.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying all week. I said they've played eight quarters, and basically each team has had one monster quarter, and the series is tied 1-1. It's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, we agree. I know. That's why. I guess that's what makes it fascinating moving forward. But like I said, so I don't like I don't like betting on two things. I know I'm not going to win one of them. But I already have the series bet in on Golden State, and I got to bet in on Boston tomorrow, Steve. So the way I look at it is, hey, if Boston wins, then I win some money tomorrow night. If they don't, then, hey, my Golden State bet's looking better. That's the way I'm looking at this tomorrow.
Makes sense.
Well, you know what I mean? You got to – because just because you bet the series doesn't mean you got – you know what I mean? You got to stop betting the games, right, Steve? I want to make some money along the way betting the games as well. All right, more – we'll get Steve out here in a couple of minutes. I want to throw a couple more basketball things.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. because where you go for your information matters.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we do have college football win totals, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right. How much did you win?
$116.
Quite a windfall. Yeah.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
I've never been accused of not speaking loud enough. I think I have to. I think I told Merrill, hold on, like three times there, Steve. I'm like, hey.
The mics were hot.
Just talking. I'm like, hot. Hey. Yeah, it was. It was coming back. I don't know how much got picked up. I was like, come on, man. I said, all right, hey. I said, hey, like three times. No? Okay, so no, I was like, all right, I hope they faded
him. He's a professional producer. The mics,
yeah.
He'd have the mics not till after the clip.
I didn't want to throw him under the bus. I was unsure.
He's a pro, man. I never doubted it. That's why I was telling you that stuff. I figured we were all.
Don't make us move you on the rankings. You're pretty high on the power rankings as far as least drama as far as guests are concerned. We have a rankings, and you're right up there. You don't cause a lot of drama, but it's all good. So just as far as the basketball, Steve. Listen, another thing with Boston. As you've been talking about, Boston turned the ball over too much. This is a problem for them. They don't have a natural point guard, right? I don't know. A lot of teams really don't, but they truly don't. So they get into these weird ball handling situations. To me, and I don't want to go all coach. I hate when people do this unless you really are a coach. But I've been listening to a lot of smart people and watching this stuff too, and I see the same things. In which with Boston, you could just tell with them, and I've been betting against Boston all the time in the playoffs. So I think tomorrow's like the second time only I'm going to be on them, like in the entire playoffs, because I'm an idiot. But nevertheless, the thing with them, Steve, is the ball movement, dude. Like when they're moving the ball around, when it's swinging around and stuff, they're like really hard to beat, right? Because it's like they get open shots. They're smart players. But at other, I noticed, and this is why this is interesting, they don't deal with success well, Steve, right? Like as soon as they have one good game, sort of like they think they're something they're not again. And they start forcing shots. I noticed this in game two, and I felt good about it right away. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the bad Boston tonight. This is the softer, lazy Boston, where they're just going to settle for jump shots. There is no real ball movement. No one was really moving out the ball. It was a lot of ISO stuff. And I don't know if it's human nature, but we've seen, Steve, look, well, you know, I don't want to repeat it over and over, but they didn't have Chris Middleton. It still went seven, right? As good as Boston had been on this run, the Miami Heat, bro, had Jimmy Butler. I mean, even Pat Riley just called out and said, you know, Kyle Lowry's too fat and Tyler Herro's better get it together. It was one player and they went seven. So they do have a hard time stringing good games back to back. That's another reason why I think we're going to get the best Celtics tomorrow night and then probably a sloppy Celtics on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of human nature, and that's why you can have two teams blow each other out on back-to-back games when they played almost 100 games each. You can have that kind of disparity in the two results. But what I was talking about earlier about turnovers, I forgot to mention in the last segment, is that Boston had 18 turnovers. And I know they do sometimes have turnover problems, like you said, but Golden State, that was a fluke, because in their previous 11 games, Golden State had forced more than 12 turnovers just once in their previous 11 playoff games against anybody. On top of that, when Boston has had some bad games the last few weeks, they bounce back. After game one against Milwaukee, 18 turnovers. The next game, they won by 23. They only had 11. You go back to the Miami series, game three, they had 23 turnovers and lost. Game four, just 9 turnovers. They won by 20. So, I mean, they bounced back after these other bad turnover games. So there's a lot of indicators that was a fluke. And then on top of that, Boston, 3 starters had exactly 2 points each. Al Horford, of course, was one I mentioned Friday on the TV show with you. I thought was going to regress. He regressed big time. You can't imagine 3 starters are going to have 2 points each again this game three. If they do, they're in trouble.
Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com, and Mark Lawrence's playbook. We've got to get Mark Lawrence on. Been wanting to. He hasn't been on in like a year, a little while, like since the pandemic type thing. We've communicated a couple of times.
I talked to him the other week with the turning in the college article. He's doing well though. He said to say hi. Actually, we were talking.
We've communicated a few times, like via email and stuff like that. It's just one of those deals. But we're big Mark Lawrence's fans. Can't wait to read the playbook. College football win totals, guys. I know there's like NBA, NHL. I've been waiting for these. I'm like, man, it should be some win totals soon. And boom, here they are. Now we don't have win totals. They don't have them from every team yet. So when I say that, unfortunately, like we don't have San Diego State. There's a few. It's basically they came out with the, Big Ten, ACC, etc., SEC. So, I'm not going to go through every team, but noteworthy here. And last year, Steve, I cashed with the Alabama and the Ohio State under, where they just had to lose once. And people are always scared of that, but it's hard to go undefeated. And Saban doesn't go undefeated as much as people think he does either. So, but nevertheless, so Alabama, they didn't do 11.5 this year, at least as of now, Steve, and it's kind of a turnoff, but it's 10.5 minus 250 to the over. That's a strange one there. Under 10.5 is plus 210, so they got to lose twice for you to win that bet, or... Maybe someone will love that bet and say there's no way they lose 3 games, and I'm going to hammer that at minus 250. Auburn over under 5.5. Clemson. Whew. So Clemson loses their their heart and soul, the defense, bro. Right? He left. He's the coach of Oklahoma now. So that's interesting. They're 10.5. They're an interesting team, Steve. You and I talked a lot about them last year, in which people thought they were kind of, this and that. They ended up winning 10 games. They finished the season on a 6-game win streak. And in hindsight, losing 10-3 to Georgia wasn't that bad, Steve. They're an interesting team to me, Clemson.
Yeah, you and I think alike. It's so funny, Gabe. The first team I clicked on this list on FanDuel was Clemson.
Was it? Yeah, you want to see. Yeah, yeah. What do you think at 10.5?
By the way, the second one I clicked on was Alabama. So you and I think alike, man. We've been doing this a long time. And they're both 10.5, but the juice is almost 250 cents different, like you said. Clemson is a play on team for me. 10.5 is pretty pricey, but we are getting plus money. They started so bad the first couple months. Like you said, the Georgia loss wasn't as bad in hindsight. But they were clicking those last couple months, and they had nothing to play for, and they still played hard. I still think they were one of the 4 best teams in the country at the end of the season last year, so they could be very dangerous.
Florida Gators have Billy Napier now, their new coach, over under 6.5, minus 170, to the over. The Georgia Bulldogs, I know Kyle's like, Cody Murray is waiting for Georgia, they are the champions. 10.5, minus 210.
Yeah.
Interesting that they're not going with 11.5 here. These are just fresh numbers right now. These are courtesy of FanDuel. So it's 10.5 minus 210 to the over for the Georgia Bulldogs. A team that I'm high on, Steve, I don't know what teams you covered or what conference you covered, but I've got my eye on the Kentucky Wildcats this year. And I looked at FanDuel. I was like, oh, FanDuel. And I was like, is this just FanDuel or is there others? And I'm seeing others now. And they have the identical numbers everywhere. 7.5 for Kentucky, but minus 180. As opposed to like at 8.5. So they got a 7.5. Listen, they've got an elite quarterback, Steve, that could potentially be the top pick of the draft, if not like a top 5, top 7 pick. Like they've got the real deal. They're loaded. Their schedule is very manageable. I think this Kentucky team's probably a 9-10 win team.
Yeah, one thing to point out is these are all regular season wins only. So basically, yes, that's pretty much 12 games for everybody. It does not include, yes, like a conference championship. So
or bowl game.
That would really apply to Kentucky, probably. But yeah, just something to keep in mind. And yeah, the SEC, you know, it's so weird to hear Auburn at, what is it, 5.5, Florida 6.5. You know, those seem so low until you start thinking about all the stuff that has to happen. And obviously, they all play each other and they kind of beat up on each other, right?
LSU 6.5, too. Another
exactly,
powerhouse,
yeah, I mean,
6.5.
You know, they all sound so low. They all sound like all automatic overs. But you look at Kentucky's schedule, they only have to play 4 true road games at Florida, Tennessee. The others, Missouri and Ole Miss. They get Georgia at home late. That's going to be tough. They avoid Bama. They avoid Auburn. They avoid LSU. They avoid a lot of the West teams. 10th year for Mark Stoops should be a pretty good one. This is the team last year they went 10-3 straight up, including the bowl game. So I think they could be as good, if not better, this year.
No, this is going to be a very good football team this year. They have an elite quarterback. They've got talent. They've got experience. And see, listen, Stoops, he's won 10 games here before. He's won 10 games a couple of times. And like we said, Will Levis, you know, this is a stacked quarterback class. A great quarterbacks in college football this year. But everyone's talking about C.J. Stroud. People are talking about Bryce Young. Yet keep your eye on Will. Keep your eye on Will Levis. This kid is the real deal. He's got to cut down on the turnovers a little bit, but you know, he's a kid and he's a show off a little bit, so he'll manage this. But he's a big time talent. Fired up for college football. The Michigan Wolverines, of course, that great year last year. They lost a lot of talent. They do have a lot of returning talent. They had a great recruiting class. They're at 9.5, plus 110 to the over, which would give them wiggle room to lose twice. They are at Ohio State. We've got to bring up, we've got to get to the Oklahoma Sooners. They are at 8.5. 8.5, and it's minus 155 to the over. This would be the first one where I would say, wow, this is a slam, like hammer this. Like, I'm not expecting, like, yeah, Lincoln Riley was there. Let's, like Bob Stoops said, Oklahoma was a pretty good program before Lincoln Riley got there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing how people have this perspective, the revisionist history. At the damn time, and I was one of them, at the time, and what we were all saying, a million of us, said, you got to be kidding me. The second Stoops retired, Steve, I remember saying, if Gundy can't win now, if these other guys can't win now, man, oh, Oklahoma, oh, you're handing the reins to this 30-year-old kid or 32-year-old kid? This is crazy. Who the hell is this? Really? And now people act like somehow that Norman, Oklahoma didn't exist until Lincoln Riley was born or something like that. I think it's a pile of crap. I think they're still a dangerous team. They bring in Dillon Gabriel, a quarterback as well. The win total at 8.5. It's a manageable conference. They're going to smoke the 8.5 win total here, Steve. And not to mention Clemson. They bring in Venables, who's a Sooner guy and has one of the best defenses in the country all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's only a handful of teams that reload, and I think Oklahoma's obviously been one of those teams for a while now. So you do worry about a little bit of loss, but still, they're bringing in a top-notch Clemson defensive guy. I don't see people jetting from this program. If anything, they'll probably bring in guys, and that did seem like a low number. I think this is one of the hardest numbers to set probably of any of the power teams this year, but I would lean towards the over just based on pedigree and past histories.
Yeah, I think there's just an overreaction, and then there's going to be the overreaction.
And losing Rattler too. I mean, I don't think he was he was the favorite last year, as we've talked about, to be the Heisman winner, right, when the season began. So I mean, it's like, you know.
Well, he could be good though. Still, I'm not writing him off. He's in South Carolina, right? He's in South Carolina.
40-1. I think you were talking about that the other week. I mean, there actually could be some value with him at that price range now to have a bounce back.
Like, he's another one that still could be a first-round pick in the NFL, right? Even though, you know, people are just jackasses now. Like, Justin Fields transferred, people. Joe Burrow transferred. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nowadays, when a quarterback transfers, oh, what a loser. Oh, he's done it. It's like, yeah, I know. They said the same damn thing about Joe Burrow when he left Ohio State. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't want to compete. Yeah, doesn't want to compete for a job. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Gabe.
Late Night Anger Management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
See the power of football. College football win totals. That's like what? NBA Finals. What? Stanley Cup. What? We're going to go over every team tonight. And these numbers are already moving right now. And I'm frustrated because I want to get in on this Oklahoma Sooners. I was ready to bet it right now. I was going to put $500 on it right now. I would have put more on it, but I just wanted to get in at $500 right now. I was going to go boom. But I can't. Because there's different numbers in different states and in different regions, right? It's very frustrating. So where we're seeing this right now, like there's, so basically I see Oklahoma at over under 8.5 wins at -155 right now. All right. That's at FanDuel, New Jersey, except everywhere else it's 9.5. And as I stated, I was surprised it was 8.5. I'm like, man, it should be 9.5. Like, 8.5 is way too light. Like, 8.5 gives Oklahoma leeway to win lose three football games, which is not happening. So they, I'm like, wow. I would put it this way. I would rather lay the 55 cents at 8.5 just because I'd be very comfortable with that wager. I'm still comfortable at the 9.5, but it's not that, ooh, slam dunk, got to take it. Now, speaking of Oklahoma, we were just talking about Lincoln Riley. So, obviously, the USC Trojans are going to be a much-discussed football team this year. Their win total is 9.5, but it's -160 to the over. -160 to the over. And I'll tell you what, there's one thing that Lincoln Riley is walking into, a great recruiting area. And we're seeing the damage that he's already done recruiting-wise, but he's walking into a cupcake schedule as well, man. Like Clay Helton wasn't exactly scheduling the battle of the battle of the Titans type thing. They open up with Rice. They go to Stanford. They play Fresno State. They play the Beavers. They play Arizona State. They play Washington State at Utah. That's a tough one. They get Notre Dame in Los Angeles. It's a cakewalk. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.